This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Our next guest wanted to talk baseball. We got to talk old dogs here. Cody Stavenhagen, Tigers reporter for The Athletic, OK State. That's Oklahoma State alum as well on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. It is an F off Friday, so we're going to start with one of those kind of questions. We've had a 9-hour-old hot dog sitting in the lobby. There's two left. If you were with us right now instead of at the ballpark, would you chow down on one of those, or is that about 2 hours too old?
No, I would make sure no one was looking, and I would eat that right up.
See, I think that's the right answer. Like our night show host Jake came in and was like, "I'm not doing that." I'm like, "That's okay."
Well, that was also my take too, Cody.
2 hours from now, Jake's going to be here by himself, and he's going to sneak off to the closet of shame with an 11-hour-old hot dog.
I asked AI if you could eat such a thing, and it said it's bacterial growth heaven, and I love the descriptor on that.
No. I grew up in Texas. We didn't care about stuff like that. You got to fuel yourself. That's probably not the best fuel, but at least it's something.
Yeah, it's like unleaded. It's like the 87 grade instead of the 93 grade. What's the number one reason, Cody, the Tigers have the best record in baseball at the moment?
It's hard to boil it down to one thing. I mean, I think it ultimately comes down to pitching. This is a staff that is really good, that is really deep. Much like they left off last year, the bullpen, for the most part, has been very good. They are operating with something closer to a traditional five-man rotation than the pitching chaos we saw down the stretch. Tarik Skubal's continued to pitch like a Cy Young winner. Casey Mize has been really good. Rhys Olson has been very good. Jackson Jobe is young and getting better every day. Jack Flaherty maybe hasn't been quite as good as the Tigers would have hoped, but he's capable of giving you a competitive start every fifth day. I think the pitching keeps them in most ball games, gives them the chance to win every night. That's a little bit of a secondary reason, but the offense has exceeded expectations, and that's probably a big reason why they've jumped from a good team to a team that's been the class of the American League so far.
How sustainable do you think this is for Detroit?
You know, I think a lot of it's real. I think the pitching is real. They're going to get some reinforcements offensively in Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, Wenzel Perez back. The run differential would tend to indicate that what they're doing can keep working. I'm sure we're going to see some guys cool off. Javi Baez, Zach McKinstry, Dylan Dingler. They're going to be ebbs and flows throughout the season. But I've become a pretty big believer in what the Tigers have been doing because it's been working for a sustained period of time already.
All right, Cody, any leftover ill will from the divisional series last year for this Tigers team?
You know, no one will admit it, but I think the Tigers would love to take this series from the Guardians. I'm not sure it's ill will in terms of anything on a personal level, but when you're facing the team that knocked you out of the postseason, that ended a pretty magical run, that is a natural division rival. There's obviously, you know, a desire to go beat those guys, and the Guardians know the Tigers well, and punching up, you know, in terms of the standings right now. I'm sure the Guardians would love to take this series from the Tigers and try to draw a little closer in this AL Central race.
Guardians catch a break tonight. No Riley Green, no Zach McKinstry. And I saw the AJ Hinch quotes on that, saying like physically they're just not in a great place right now. It's odd to do this on a Friday night, especially against a division team. But it's odd that, I have to imagine you find it's odd. It's May 23rd, and AJ Hinch is talking like it's September 23rd.
Yeah, I did think it was a little bit of an odd lineup. Two pretty important left-handed hitters off against a righty, but that's where the Tigers are at. You know, that's why I got AJ talking about it before the game. They're pretty worn down. Riley Green has played a lot. Zach McKinstry has played a lot. They have some other guys, you know, in similar shape. That's why I think it's a good thing Matt Vierling is activated off the IL tonight. He's not starting, but he's available off the bench. They're going to get Parker Meadows back soon. They're going to get Wenzel Perez back soon. For as good as this team has been, I think it's kind of ran up some mileage on these guys, maybe a little bit more than they would like earlier in the season. And yeah, that's why the lineup looks like it looks like, here on Friday.
Cody Stavenhagen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This is kind of the year where I hate to start turning our attention to the deadline because it's still so early in the season yet. You know, I got a couple buddies in Detroit radio who were frustrated at the Tigers' lack of maybe bigger moves this offseason. If this team continues playing this way, do you think that this team will go kind of all in here and maybe try and make a run at winning the World Series this year?
Well, look, I think there's obviously going to be reason to buy, reason to strengthen this roster. I'm not sure it's in the Tigers' style under Scott Harris to go do something crazy, you know. Right now the Cardinals are in it, but I'm not sure they would go for like the Nolan Arenado type or like Bo Bichette. Like, I don't know, maybe in terms of, you know, to one degree, like you said, it's early. We'll see what the roster looks like. We'll see who's healthy in July. Right now the Tigers, for as much as they could probably use some help on the left side of the infield, third base in particular, I'm not sure they want to part with young talent. I'm not sure, you know, I think they're such big believers in the versatility and everything they do, that that might not be front of mind for them. But upgrading in the bullpen, I think, is something that's definitely going to make a lot of sense. If they could go get a swing and miss reliever, you know, right now they have a good pin, but it's a pin that could probably use a guy who's capable of generating strikeouts a little bit of a higher clip. So that's one thing to watch for. And, you know, this is a team that likes to play and win on the margins. Maybe they pursue a right-handed bat. Like, I think this is a team that could strengthen itself, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to be the big flashy move. That's kind of been their MO for a while now. So
Javi Baez gets paid. He stinks up the joint. And I would imagine fans last year were pretty mad at him, all things considered. But then he like dead cat bounces back, and now all of a sudden he's good. And hey, I'm sorry, Nick lost his cat earlier in the week. That was a little rude of me.
Hey, he's had it like three times this week. It's feeling personal, Cody.
I just keep going for it. Baez, though, has played much better. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The relationship with the fans with Baez?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Javi, obviously, at his best, is an electric, exciting player. But for 3 years in Detroit, we hadn't seen the best version of him very often, and certainly not more than just kind of short bursts here and there. Heard a lot of boos over the last couple of years, and suddenly you're starting to see some more Baez jerseys crop up at Comerica Park. Funny how that works, right? But, you know, I think the big thing is he was willing to kind of put the team first, move positions. He's not this team's everyday shortstop anymore. He's playing center field for the first time in his major league career. He's playing third base. I think that's energized him a little bit. He's probably outperforming the under the hood numbers at the plate, but he's provided some big fun moments. He's been productive and kind of shown that maybe even going forward, maybe even if he's not playing a starring role, he can be a productive member of this team. He can function on this roster. It's been a pretty incredible turnaround, close to unprecedented. The guy struggling to the level he had and then turning it around. But it's been one of the better stories in baseball so far this season, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Cody, I was perusing your social media here earlier today, and I did notice you retweeted the Tigers back in May 16th when they announced that Ludacris is coming to Detroit for a post-game concert on June 13th. I'm curious, will you be skipping post-game press conference duty so you can get a little Luda on?
No, I probably won't. I'll probably go do the post-game duties if Luda's still playing while I'm up writing. You know, maybe I'll pay a little bit of attention. I guess it's cool to have, you know, it's an artist like that at Comerica, but I'm not, like, going to be going out of my way to be front and center for Luda either.
I got to tell you, listen, I'm a bit older. I'm about to turn 40. I got three kids, wife, mortgage, truck, basically a yeah. country song without the marital affairs. I think you got to go. I think you got to pawn the post-game duties off. I think the Tigers will understand for
yeah,
one day.
Yeah, you'll remember a Ludacris concert way longer than you'll remember just a random June game for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Well, 100%. Like I said, you know, I'll be in the building. I hope I can catch some of it.
Yeah,
I
just like, post it like, on social like, media, yeah. and then people will be like, oh, wow, great job you did right there.
Ludacris is like a strange artist, though, in that he's like past his prime, but not so far past his prime that he's like a throwback, you know?
Well, he's
like an odd point, I guess, just in his career, right?
He's playing Comerica level popularity.
Post game.
Yeah. Not his own standalone show. It's just post game. While we're on the topic of just asking you just off the wall questions, Jackson Jobe is starting tonight. Did you guys do anything with Book of Jobe, or is that not something you guys do?
I've tried to stay away from it. It feels like a little bit too low hanging fruit for me, but I'm sure it makes its way into some social media posts every now and then.
Damn, because that was
a direct shot at you there,
right?
Nick.
You got to be patient with young players.
I said if I was in Detroit talk, I would do Book of Jobe content every day.
You would dress up as an old man, an yeah. elderly old man,
with like one of those biblical wigs, you know?
Yes.
And then I would come with the Book of Jobe. I would have it, and every time he struck out, like Paul Bearer, I'd be like, "Oh yes!"
But just you know. Didn't think too much on it, you know?
Yeah, no, he didn't come up. Really, we were just kind of off the cuff.
Top of our heads.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you guys.
All right. Cody, I know you're an OK State guy. Is it bleep or get off the pot time for Mike Gundy?
Yes. I mean, yes. He's been there forever. He's done a lot of great things, but clearly kind of plateaued, if not on a downward trend. The game has changed. The college landscape has changed. He's going to retire. They'll name the field after him. They'll build a statue out of, in his image. But I've always been a proponent of getting some fresh blood in there.
I just love the idea of that statue's going to have the sweetest mullet for a very long time.
That'd be pretty
Cody,
sweet.
Great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Enjoy the series.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Cody Stavenhagen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think he thought, I get it, like Book of Jobe, that could be a little low-hanging fruit until you think about the commitment to the details of the bit.
I think Cody had a lot of this is what I'm doing in my life moments in that interview. Yeah.
I thought we were like loving uncles. We're like, hey, you go to that Ludacris concert because, you know, YOLO. Well,
remember when Shaq came in last year?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people, like, they debated, like, do we go cover the post game? Do we go to Shaq? What do we do? And ultimately, everyone that went to Shaq remembers going to Shaq.
Yep.
You don't remember what game that was. You don't remember who the Guardians played.
Also, half the team went to Shaq's concert.
And that did help out a lot of the beat reporters' case, though, because then it was like, oh, the players are out there. So it's a good time had by all.
Great stuff there with Cody Stavenhagen. Spry young buck on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline will react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.